at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Always happens. We get a big hit on the Deadpool, a.k.a. Doris Day, and then somebody slides right in 3 days later when we're not done, and they kick Tim Conway, who's another legend, but a little less people. 80-some, correct?
80-some-odd, yeah.
Does that make a leaderboard change?
Yeah.
So the guy was in front by 4 days. Who was that guy?
It was another
Todd one.
Preteen Bike Shop?
Yeah, Preteen Bike Shop was in charge, was in front. He had a 3 day run.
So Tom and the Deekmans.
Man, I have to number one. To explain that name.
Now leads the league.
Because I met a bunch of Deekmans since that bit 20 years ago. It's a family name. And it was a guy that got a.
You mean you met people with that last name?
Yes. Yeah, they actually, most people think it was funny because they just, actually their friends think it's funny.
And isn't that what really counts?
It was a guy in a car last year, 20 years ago, some prince. He was a school employee getting a roadie in a car during his break, and that was his last name. And that became basically what we call So Tom now, a term for oral. Locally it was, you know.
So the lesson there is you don't do it in a state-owned vehicle.
Yeah, that was 20 years ago, at least.
Like it had government plates on it, and some narc called it in.
But it's old school. That's an old school name. Kind of combines both of them, you know. The new school term for oral is Petey Mac and his famous...
So, Tom.
Yeah.
And the old school was Deekman. You could just call it oral if you'd like, Craig.
Can I, though?
Well, if you're asking for
or
it.
Earl.
Earl. Yeah, I like Earl.
Earl. Which Earl. Doubles for oil.
Earl.
When you're down south. Put in a quart of Earl.
Speaking of south, you better just do Earl in Alabama. You knock anybody up there, you're screwed. You got a baby coming. I don't plan on knocking anybody up in Alabama. But I should just get a vasectomy anyway, just in case.
It's really not that big a deal.
I don't really want one, though.
No. But they should make the vasectomy.
The day my wife leaves me, I will get one.
Equally difficult to obtain.
Oh, yeah, of course they should.
You should have to get a 10-day waiting. And then people should stand in front of vasectomy places with placards calling you a baby killer.
I don't know why anybody wants to. Yeah. I know, it's crazy. It's freaking crazy.
Yeah,
Alabama's crazy.
When it comes to male reproductive stuff.
Oh, yeah, no, you can't.
Nothing. Yeah, nobody says a thing.
Viagra's cool. Everything's great, man.
But when it comes to women's stuff.
That's because men are in charge, and they should be. They should be in charge of state houses and decide what women do with their bodies all the time.
Oh,
that's
by the
what
way,
men should do.
Dr. Mina's going to call today.
Good.
Oh. Is she? Okay.
Said something about being pissed off at you.
Yeah, I saw that. Remember I was making that fun about the girls are irrational. She texted me.
I didn't recall what
she was. Yeah, I said you girls are irrational as a joke to Dr. Mina, and she... text me last night.
Yeah, I
saw that. Yeah.
She said something to me about it, and I said, I don't remember what he said, but I'm looking forward to hearing you punish him over
that. That was it, yeah. And I said at the time, I'm saying that so she yells at me. I like when she yells at me. It's kind of a pleasure-pain thing. Keep yelling at me.
Yeah.
Okay, Paul Giamatti.
Exactly.
Get the box.
That's his character in Billions, by the way. Not just Paul Giamatti in general gets his ass kicked.
We don't know.
Nick Allen, a little later on this morning, too. So you're still in basically the Doris Days, right?
Yeah, we're in the Doris Days. We're in the M's,
and we started at A.
I was going to say,
we started at the beginning. Yeah.
So we're about the middle.
We're past
the middle.
Yeah, we're at the M's. We will start this off with Monkeys and Vodka had
in the morning
had Doris Day, as did More Sodomy, Please.
Well, that's because you played before
that. That'd
be a good
party star.
Monkeys.
Yeah.
Sell monkeys and vodka.
Sure. You run out of helium. There's no more balloons. Yeah. We'll just rent you a monkey.
And give you some vodka.
Mother's Picnic Table gets a hit. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that was the dude who got the tattoo in Chinese characters and thought it said something like his son's name.
Yeah, and what was it?
And it said Mother's Picnic Table.
Yep, okay.
All right. MRSA flavored Merkin.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Mutton Bustin' with Puss gets a hit.
We got a horrible farm story coming up, by the way.
Do we?
Yeah, accident.
My boobs are real.
And sensitive.
Yeah.
I don't care either way, Craig. I like them.
Yeah, they're nice.
My shiny bedazzled anus.
I like that, too.
My sick kids gave me this. My teacher's fun bags. Necrocurious. You know, I say Necrocurious, and I say, you know, I don't know that I can read this one or that I want to read this next
yeah,
one.
Yeah, after Necrocurious, you can't yeah. read the next one. Okay.
Yeah, nipples. It's a hit, as does Nip-Tuck Uranus. Norma McCarvey's least favorite kid gets a hit.
Roe v. Wade. That's going to go away, too, so get your abortions now.
Yeah. Olsen Sandwich gets a hit, as does as does One-Fisted Burrito. I got to figure out how to say this one, because I just don't know. I'll get back to that one. Ozman, pants off, hoodie on. It's a hit.
That is a good look, though.
Yeah. Yeah, we do that a lot around here. Pastor of Muppets gets a hit.
I've always liked that name.
I love that one. Yeah. As does Paul Walker's Free Cremation and Peg Me, Dr. Mina.
Oh.
Gets a hit.
Man.
As does Pete Ricketts Has a Dumb Face.
There is a great rap. Have you watched Family Guy this week?
Yeah.
They put up a picture of Sean Hannity.
Oh.
And it's Quagmire and Peter going back and forth. Is that who it is?
I think it's all four of them.
Yeah, it is
all
four.
At the bar.
Yeah, all four of them at the bar just going off and saying what he looks like. And everyone is just the writers were just so amazing. Everyone is as funny as the next one. That's just pure audio. So if you have that, puss, get it for us. I don't care if I'm pissing you off. You're like Hannity because I don't really care about that point.
I think I can get it at the next break.
Yeah, good. Oh, yeah, okay. Next break. Yeah,
yeah, I'll get it at the next
break.
We
all know what Hannity looks like, and these guys go back and forth forever and describe Hannity, and they're all just Mark.
We used to be able to produce that immediately when we had
a TV.
Cable.
Yeah.
We had a TV and a DVR.
Show's too good, Todd. You got to hamstring those guys a little bit.
Well, I got to log into my stuff from home, and then I can find
it. Yeah, I know. We'll get next time. We'll get next break. I'm glad I remembered that, though, because that was funny.
Make you jump through a few more hoops.
Yeah.
Earn your pay.
Pete Ricketts' dumb face.
Pete Ricketts has a dumb face. I like that.
Yeah, I do, too.
Very timely.
Apparently on Facebook, too. I mean, everybody,
a lot of people hate that guy right now.
Everybody doesn't like him, but they all voted for him. So, I mean, that's you. It's not us. I didn't vote for him. Some people didn't. I see on Facebook, they'll say I didn't vote for him. But a lot of you guys did. A lot of middle-aged white guys that love gambling, that want to gamble, maybe smoke a little weed, all voted for this guy. So what'd you do? That's you. That was you, not us.
But what am I supposed to vote for, a Democrat?
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were. They used to in this state.
I'd rather be a Russian than vote for a Democrat.
Well, you kind of are a Russian then.
I am. Now I should bring it up. But the character I'm playing is like Russian.
I like that. Oh, that's Russian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not Ukraine.
Okay. Ukrainian Todd.
I'm a left-leaning Ukrainian.
Hi, I'm Todd.
The Ukrainian.
Not a lot of those. I don't think. Well, there's a few in my family. Left-leaning Ukrainians.
So you've just basically said you're not German anymore? I think you need to do 23andMe. I think we all got to do this.
No, I'm saying I think that's what the 23andMe would find out.
Oh, you don't know. Yeah, you don't know. You could be more German. Is less than you think.
Yeah. Just like the case with a lot of people.
I know. They find out later. Yeah. And then, like Puss said, your whole identity's gone.
And they've...
If you're trading your lederhosen for some Ukrainian clothes.
They've been wearing kilts their entire life. And they find out they're not Scottish.
Except a babushka, like a big Russian hat, be a Ukrainian hat probably still.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, what would a Ukrainian wear that if you had to throw away your lederhosen?
If that's the same as Russian, I don't know. Because I can't do that on that dance where they crouch down.
Oh, not anymore, no.
They're in the full squat position, right. Kicking their knees out.
Yeah, that looks painful.
That does look difficult.
It does.
And I got a link here that says a complete guide to traditional Ukrainian clothing, but I'm still having trouble clicking on it.
Yeah. Like, oh, because
like the
just,
answer is
it
there.
Sounds, it sounds so boring. But, I mean, you might die of boredom looking at that.
I can't even. I can't make my finger click.
Are you afraid your social media feed is gonna
no.
fill up with
well,
Ukrainian
that too.
Clothes? Yeah, Ukrainian clothing.
That's always a possibility.
I doubt it.
Vishivanka?
Don't even do it.
Right,
it's really? Don't even do it. Don't even do it.
It's a shirt.
You were
don't
shopping for Ukrainian clothes the other day. Well, here's some other cool links with the coolest Ukrainian clothing.
Like the answer is right there, but I don't want to.
I had to explain the screw that kid to some people last night because one of the guys yelled, screw that kid, to my boy playing baseball. Well, not Adam. He said, screw that kid. And he said, where's that from? The other guy goes, where's that from? I've heard you guys say that. I said, our producer's 40, can't grow a beard.
Hey, 38, damn it.
Whatever. I just rounded it off. And I said, we've known him 20 years since he was a kid. And he never could grow a beard. So that's where screw that kid came from.
Because the 14-year-old's got a full beard.
Yeah, sometimes the show out of context isn't that.
They were
funny?
Listeners. They're listeners.
Oh, okay.
They just didn't know what screw that kid. They'd, heard, they'd heard it before.
There's
yeah.
a fair chance the rest of the crowd wouldn't have gotten that.
Oh, no, they wasn't. It was just all dudes. Dudes got it.
Why are they yelling at that kid?
I know exactly.
What a bunch of dicks.
That's a good point. That might have happened too. You're
oh,
right.
Yeah, I know it did.
Which one? The one with the full beard.
Right.
Oh, screw that kid.
Yeah.
There's a story out of New York about this guy that wanted to be a firefighter. Wanted to go fight fires.
Oh, I think I read the headline on this.
For the FDNY, had, Fire Department of New York.
Didn't he have a pretty good resume, too? What was he?
Well, decorated Navy SEAL.
That's a tough gig. That's a Navy SEALs. That's a tough gig.
He scored in the top 1% on the latest entry exam for the FDNY. He passed the physical fitness test.
How old is he?
He's 35.
Is that the reason he was turned down?
Yeah, he's 6 months, 25 days too old.
Ah. Listen.
So they said, no. This is no.
This is crazy. You know what's crazy, first of all, is that 35 is not 35, 1970. 35, you could still be in top-notch shape, obviously, and he is.
Technically, 28 is the max if you have no military experience.
And they raised it to 30.
And since he did four tours.
Yeah, he was kind of busy.
They tacked on a few extra years.
Yeah, they tacked on a few extra years, but not enough.
Now, once they made this viral, is he going to get a gig somewhere?
Well, here's the problem with this.
If they let somebody in.
No, 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 no. Any number of places all across the country are saying, dude, come on.
Here.
We want you. We want you.
And paid firemen, right?
Yeah. Yes, to be a firefighter.
But he wants to live in New York City.
Many other places have restrictions that you know are a higher age or no age.
Right.
But he has to work for FDNY.
He wants to be a New York firefighter.
He wants to be a New York firefighter. Okay. Nothing else will do.
Got it.
And so now he's got to take, he's fighting it.
Yeah. Let him in. Navy SEAL?
Nah.
Top 1%? 35? Come on, man.
Yeah. Whatever.
Especially because, you know, there are guys alongside him that that are 35, that are probably 10-year firemen, that are not in that great a shape. You'd think so.
I would imagine.
Like a guy who played for the Jets that's in really good shape is 36. Quits the team and he wants to be a firefighter. He's too old.
Yep.
Yes.
World-class athletes.
Yes.
Former Navy SEAL.
Well, this guy's a world-class
athlete. Too old.
Yep. Yep.
I think I did see that in a while. I thought that was an age thing. Ageism sucks.
Yeah.
Well, you got to be hot to make the calendar.
Oh, yeah. He's probably...
they don't want a bunch of old guys on the calendar.
I'm sure he's hot.
They're not going to sell as well.
Dude's 3 years younger than Puss.
Yeah, can you imagine Puss being a firefighter?
Yes, I can.
I'm pretty hot, so if he's 3 years younger than me...
I can imagine him in the outfit.
You can imagine the outfit on the floor lying around him.
With the rubber boots in the corner. Because you wore them everywhere.
Right, and the odd-looking hat. That only firefighters wear.
Yep. Yeah. You're right, that's a good point.
That
that's helmet. Not a hat anywhere else.
That helmet is unique to firefighters.
Yep.
No one else wears that helmet
nope.
Under any circumstance.
No. Nope.
That's true.
Just kids, little baby ones that want to be firemen.
Right? I had one.
Yeah, firemen and people pretending to be firemen.
And that might be just U.S. firemen, because I saw a clip of they were showing the at Notre Dame. They went inside, and they were showing some of the pictures from inside. Mm-hmm. But they showed footage of the firefighters the day that it was happening, and the French firefighters had on way different helmets.
And there they just call them firefighters, right?
Yeah. They
looked more like a traditional helmet.
It came
all the way down around their head and had a big visor and thing. But
that's a great question.
It looked nothing like what you see here.
We have a lot of firemen listening to this program. Nobody's probably even asked why they shaped that way. Then somebody just went, why not?
The fire trucks probably make a different noise, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's in French.
Yeah.
Fire truck.
No, it's got that weird French siren that you hear in the movies.
Yeah, I think I have one
of those.
Do
you have that sound effect?
I think I do.
Yeah.
I think I have one of those.
Because it's embarrassing to make it yourself.
No.
Yeah. I don't like it when that noise comes out of me.
That's just a cop there.
No, that's your
That's a fire truck.
American.
You mean a baby?
Yeah, it's just a horn.
No.
But you need the baddie, daddy.
Yeah, that's it. Daddy, daddy.
No, no. High pitched, like you mean it. Come on.
No, I can't do it.
No.
I just can't do it. I don't have it in me.
Drinking too much coffee raises your risk of heart disease, but it's 6 or more cups a day.
I don't do 6.
They say it can increase your heart disease risk by up to 22%.
About half that? You do about half that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I make 2 at home, and I drink those here, and I might have 1 here. Maybe no more than 4.
Are we talking 8-ounce cups?
You know, it doesn't say, and I'm curious about that because I think that most people
drink more than 8 ounces at a time.
Have more than a cup,
right?
And have fluid when they have a cup of coffee.
Have bigger mugs.
Have a bigger mug, and there's probably 2 cups, maybe in there, and I don't know how they officially gauge that at the Coffee Institute.
Yeah, I don't either. What is a serving of coffee?
Oh, that's a good point.
They say a cup.
Yeah, because we have a...
But is that...
We have a Keurig.
The legitimate
cup. Because I care about the environment.
8 ounces. Yeah.
And the Keurig, I don't know if that pours out just 1 or not.
I bet your traditional cup of coffee is probably 8 to 10 ounces.
Probably.
Yeah. That's probably what they figure it on.
But people that work all day that don't have to go home and take naps don't have to. They drink coffee all day, a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah. Some people do.
Everything messes you up.
Oh, I've never understood people that, you know, like, just a Tuesday night, dinner's over, I'm going to have a cup of coffee.
Yeah, when I was a kid.
How?
That was a total thing for adults when we were kids. And I still see that once in a while. Back in the day, it was all the time, sat around. And you know what I love? My favorite one is when a waiter walks up to you after a meal and alcohol, and they go, "Who would like a cup of coffee?" No.
Do I look 75?
Well, enough people do.
I know they do. I know they do.
To where it's a reasonable question.
But actually, more importantly, I think what you push is right. People just sitting around. Just make a cup of coffee. Who wants a cup of coffee? It's like Tuesday at 10 or 8,
oh,
7.
My father-in-law used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
Now, his coffee was really weak.
Still, though.
But he drank all day.
Yeah.
All day. He would. It'd be 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. He'd be sipping a little coffee.
Yeah.
Like, how do you sleep, man?
You don't. That's addicted. Yeah.
And he could fall asleep at the drop of a hat too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get it.
That's why I needed all the coffee.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense.
It does. Right. He could fall asleep
once
at any moment.
Yeah, I gotta keep drinking coffee, otherwise I'm gonna nod off.
Yeah.
If I don't keep infusing caffeine into my system, I'll just drop off right here.
Right.
Yeah, he was retired. He could do that. I didn't understand. You know?
Right.
You're retired. You want to go take a nap? Take a nap.
All right.
Yeah, I drink coffee all day because I didn't sleep last night because I drink coffee all day.
That's right. I work longer hours, make more money to buy more cocaine. It's that guy. I've seen that guy.
I should try that. Maybe I'll sleep better.
I didn't get any sleep. You know, I wasn't even drinking last night. Again.
In place of the alcohol.
I had sleep. What are you doing now?
I used that
weed.
Sleepy time tea.
Oh.
What's it
working?
Got? Chamomile or something?
Yeah.
That's supposed to make you sleepy?
Do you feel better than the melatonin pills? Because those things do burn you out the next day.
I don't use a melatonin.
Okay. You should try it. But no, you're not supposed to put alcohol in it, so don't.
Right. I don't
why?
Combine the
Dr.
two.
Dr. Mina told us.
There was a
don't
time.
Don't say why.
Yeah.
I don't take melatonin with alcohol, and not because of Dr. Mina, but now for sure. But
what if it's like sleepy time Irish tea?
Well, sleepy time is not melatonin. Is melatonin in sleepy time tea?
No, no. A chamomile.
Oh, then that's just, yeah. So does it make you fall asleep?
Some herb?
No.
Well, like I say, drop a shot of whiskey into it. See if it helps.
It didn't work at all? It's called sleepy time.
Yeah.
Because that melatonin, you can feel it. You could just all of a sudden be late and I'll go, oh my God, I'm tired.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
Half an hour.
Yeah.
I used to use that melatonin for the naps. I would take the three milligrams.
Oh, three, but even then, you'd probably feel like ass.
Yeah, I felt a little groggy when I woke up. So
don't you always?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I do.
I do, too.
So I try to avoid that. And I don't like to take it at night because I don't think it's good to combine it with the alcohol.
It's not. Dr. Mina told us that just like last week.
And we always do everything she tells us.
I'm just saying, we just forgot her advice last week.
I didn't even hear that.
Remember? And we were talking about speaking of melatonin on weed. She said, don't do that.
Well, that's right. Did she tell us why?
You know what? She could have called today. So let's just say, sure. What is that? She's sure. Can we do it? A week later, we'll say, are you sure?
She's always going to err on the side of caution.
Yeah, because you look up,
and that's the trouble.
Right. Any website.
And we never did.
Yeah, we'll tell you that most drugs, I mean, 99% of drugs or whatever substances, don't. They tell you not to take, like, Advil with alcohol.
Yeah, I've heard that, too. But I think that's I'll ask her. I'm not a doctor, obviously. But I think the melatonin, since it makes you sleepy, it's got to be something more into it than alcohol makes you sleepy. Maybe there's... I mean, you're right, because I mean, I've taken aspirin when I'm
that's what I would like to hear.
I'm drinking because, you know, I got a headache.
I just want to hear the truth about the degrees of bad interaction. Like, okay.
She said, don't sprinkle melatonin on your weed. She said that.
You take a little Advil with your alcohol. Might not affect you.
No, it doesn't.
Small amount of interaction. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, they still
advise you. If you have a headache, you take Advil.
Right, they advise you not to.
Yeah. But I think you're right. I know what you mean. They say, well, you're not supposed to take alcohol if you're doing antibiotics because the antibiotics don't work as well. I've heard that bit, too. But I think the melatonin thing, she said, is dangerous.
I think they worry. A lot of those things, I think they worry about it suppressing your breathing.
Right. Melatonin and alcohol together.
Alcohol can either weaken or strengthen the effects of melatonin. Pick it.
Oh.
Which way do you want it to go? It'll go the other way.
Yeah.
Well, if you strengthen it, then you sleep too much.
Yeah.
Then you're waking up really groggy.
All right.
Then you're waking up for the show right about now.
So, did you drink sleepy time tea after a couple of Moscow Mules?
No.
Okay. Then why? Didn't work on you?
No.
No.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.